morning. Brother Marlon here. The inspiration for this morning. I thank you all for listening in. May God bless you and encourage you this morning. I did want to encourage you to call this morning, to Saturday morning Bible study. Starts at 7:30 Eastern Time. You can call at 1-218-862-1300. That's 1-218-862-1300. ID is 525-819. That's 525-819. And also, you can leave a message for us by hitting 099 and hit 1 to save the message, 2 to listen to it again, or 3 to re-record. We will not get the message if you don't press 1 and save it. This morning, I just want to have a short meditation out of Proverbs 26 there, speaking about the fool, and just a different aspect, likened to the fool. And let's try to get the lesson out of what is being written here. As summer is as snow is in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. We know how unhandy that can be. We have rain and trying to harvest, and how unlikely it would be for that summer snow in the summertime in the area that we live in, and I can sleep there. And as the bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so the curse calls and shall not come. A whip for a horse, a rider for an ass, and a rod for a fool's back. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Now here's an interesting thing. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise as in deceit. So there's a balance there. If somebody's just being flat out foolish, we should not join in. But if somebody is making smart remarks, maybe we could correct in the commentary. But then I think we step back to verse 4 and just let him go. Don't become foolish with him. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his feet and picketh them. If we know that somebody who has a tendency of being silly or foolish can be hard to trust. Have an important message and you send it by the hands or the feet of somebody like that, and he's always sticking his nose into other things or not mind his own business. It wouldn't be the wise decision. The legs of the lame are not eagle, so the parable of the mouth of fools. As he that binds a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. As a thorn goeth up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a power of proverb in the mouth of fools. The great God that formed all things both rewards the fool and rewards the transgressor. As a dog returns to his vomit, so the dog returns to his folly. The heart of a child is bound with foolishness, and the training isn't done early on in their entire life, and it can be very hard to stop from being foolish. That foolishness down in their heart, and so the dog vomits out the sour stomach and goes back and eats again. It's a very true problem there, so in the time. See, thou man, here's now one that I want to bring out, that we take heed to this one. We've seen what a fool is, to a certain extent. It's a lot involved in this one, but we see that fools just aren't nice to have around, and turn to their involvement. Here's one that I want to bring out now. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? That word conceit means eyes. Seest thou a man wise? He thinks he's really something. He really has the upper hand in those life, those things, and he's wise in his own conceit. There is more hope of a fool than for him. Very, very powerful verse. See if thou man wise in his own conceit, there's more hope of the fool in Proverbs 26, verse 12. Let's just think about that one a little bit. Are we wise in our own conceit? Are we walking humbly with the Lord? Are we a self-made man? Do we have things that we push our own agenda because we know that we're the best? We have the best ideas. God says that a fool's wise is better than you. And I just want to bring in to the here in Luke, number Luke 18, verse 10, we'll start with 9. And he spake, and Jesus speaking, and he spake this parable to his servant, which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Usually somebody is in his conceit, wise in his conceit is self-righteous. Two men went up into the temple to pray, and the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed, thus he said, God, I thank you that I am not as other men are extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. You can see this Pharisee was full of himself, full of the things he did. He wasn't, he said, I thank God, but he really wasn't. He was thinking, praising himself for being who he was. And I fast twice in a week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Speaking of this man, this publican went down to his house justified rather than the Pharisee. But everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Strong lesson. You know, a strong lesson there to not be wise in our own conceit, not think our own way is best, not think that we have to have the upper hand, not think that we're more self-righteous, more righteous than anybody else, because more like not, we deceive ourselves, and we're wise in our own conceit, and it's worse, it's better for us than for us. And also not to lift up our works, but rather to lift up God in our life. Well, I thank you for listening in this morning. I pray that God can inspire you in this small teaching, and may God bless you and give all the wisdom, all the grace, and